Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You might want to move that fan, though.
I'm only gonna hit it whenever I hit the mouse.
Lore Boy's here. Jamie's only gonna hit the fan when he hits the mouse.
Lore Boy's here. Only two, not three, because three doesn't exist. This would make Jamie the fourth Lore Boy.
All right.
Rock Tar Gunanak.
Yeah, exactly. today we'll be revisiting an older
series.
Did I do
that right, Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Luck Tor Galalung.
Luck Tor Galalung.
Galalung.
Yeah. The Galahorn.
Yeah.
I played Destiny 2. I heard that name. I've never seen it.
Sure. Yeah.
Today we'll be revisiting an older series that's very close to my heart. We're going to combine our powers to cover the Combine.
Okay, combine our powers.
And their technology.
Luck Tor Gunanak.
There you go. And their technology from the Half-Life series. So they're from the Half-Life 2 and its two episodes. They're the villains.
Now, we've done a Half-Life episode before.
Yep, it was...
We did the story of Half-Life 1, right?
We did 2 years ago. We kind of summarized...
All of it.
All the games up to the... And including the, like, theoretical Epistle 3 when the writer left Valve and released his, like...
How he would have ended it.
His gender-swapped summary,
yeah,
where
okay.
Gordon was a woman and Alex was a boy.
Yes.
And then, like, ran through all that stuff. So, yeah, if you want to summarize...
Slash fic.
Yeah, he wrote a slash fic, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, it came out 2 years ago at this point. Go listen to it if you want. This one is going to be focused on the villains, their technology, and everything that we currently know about them.
Right.
And it's not like we're ever going to find out anymore, because Half-Life is dead.
But we can elaborate, kind of make our own ending.
Well, the beautiful thing about things that have a Half-Life is they never really go completely away. They just get smaller and smaller.
Right, the Half-Life of the Half-Life release schedule is like 100,000 years
ago.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
Completely benign. It's, like, it's like lead.
Yeah. Probably led completely benign is maybe a little,
you know. Yeah, so anyway, like basically, this is going to be our second Half-Life episode. We will
Or Half-Life 2, if you will.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to promise you a third episode.
Yeah.
Which we'll never release.
Yeah.
But the thirst for Lore Boys will keep you going.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll give you a tech demo with our commentary over top of it, maybe, but no third.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah,
at best,
yeah. Yeah. And then we're going to release all our Half-Life episodes at the same time with our Team Fortress episode, and then we'll literally never speak to you again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Although Valve just put in local multiplayer, like online kind of thing, right? So you're going to be able to play, there's a Half-Life deathmatch.
Yes.
And soon you'll be able to play with your friends long distance.
Well, it's a deathmatch is an online game.
Oh, is it?
It's just like, yeah.
Now, why is this even an announcement?
Because it's for stuff like Enter the Gungeon or like local co-op that you can now stream to someone else's house.
Oh, hell yeah.
Steam's getting fucking crazy rad. I can play all my Steam games on my fucking cell phone.
Nice.
Yeah, it's rad.
Wild.
Yeah.
Witcher 3?
No, I don't have that on Steam. I have that on GOG.
Yeah.
I can play Battletech, though.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm going to start once again with a question. What is a Combine?
It's like a gauntlet, I think. Like, the NFL Combine is, like, what they all do before the draft.
Right.
They have to, who can jump highest and who can jump farthest?
Webster's Dictionary describes it as name given by Earthlings to an interdimensional colonial empire of psychic maggots and their slave races, or a harvesting machine that heeds, threshes, and cleans grain while moving over a field.
I was thinking the field one.
Yeah.
But, Peter, you just pulled a grade 8 end of the class speech move on us with the Merriam-Webster defiance.
Yeah, that's a terrible way to start a speech, Peter.
Yeah, you gotta...
You cede control of your audience, basically.
Oh.
To a dictionary. And a dictionary has no charisma.
No.
No, I mean...
If you look up charisma in the dictionary, it says, no dictionary in here.
It's not even there.
Yeah.
They just skip it.
There's no charisma. Yeah. It goes, character to charred.
So today we're going to be covering, actually, the vehicle and its many functions. A Combine is so named due to the fact it combines three labors of the harvest.
All right.
I beg your pardon. Three labors of the harvest. What does that mean?
It heads, threshes, and cleans grain.
Okay.
All within.
The three labors.
Anyway, thanks for coming, everybody.
Does a pregnant combine lady go into labor three times?
Do they have children? Well, there's no indication.
Well, I don't know, Peter, you tell me.
They have slugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, brain maggots.
Nope, they don't.
I thought you said psychic brain maggots.
No, they have psychic powers, but they're not brain maggots. They're huge. We'll get into it.
Okay.
Yep. When you kill undead in World of Warcraft, they sometimes drop worms that you can fish with, and I thought that was a nice detail.
So in regards to the first and more important definition, we'll be covering the very true facts about the Combine Empire from Half-Life.
Mm-hmm.
The Combine first... What the fuck is this? Goddamn Google Drive.
God damn you, Google Drive.
The Combine first discovered our universe shortly after the events, or during the events, of the first Half-Life.
Where, like, a portal was made, right?
Yeah, so for several years, the Black Mesa Research Facility was under the direction of Dr. Wallace Breen, remember that name, and had been researching teleportation. And at some point in, like, the 2000Xs, humans managed to discover a realm known as Xen, or the Border World. So this is currently known to be, like, the farthest universe from all the center of all the universes.
Okay.
Xen is the border world of everything.
It's the universe outside all the universes.
Yeah, exactly. After multiple expeditions to Xen, the staff at Black Mesa were given a Xenian crystal by a man in a blue suit to test in the machine called the anti-mass spectrometer.
A Xenian crystal being a crystal from Xena, Warrior Princess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good, they were given a bunch of... melted down VHSs of Xena Warrior Princess test in their anti-mass spectrometer.
Good. That would fuck anything up, honestly.
It sure did.
She's powerful.
Suit guy, the G-Man?
It was.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, I just realized Google Drive was messing with us. Is
Google Man.
The G-Man?
Yeah, Google Man.
He doesn't want us to say the truth.
So Dr. Gordon Freeman inserted this mass of VHS tapes into the beam of the anti-mass spectrometer. This caused what's called a resonance cascade, which tore holes into multiple dimensions.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And that's bad? Is that good or bad?
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because diversity is our strength, especially when some of the people that we're working with are flesh-eating squids.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a different...
Illithids are people, too.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because they love slavery, so that they have a lot in common with some people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
Cool. They got a different take on things. We got to get their opinion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very important opinion from the Illithid. Yeah. Very valid squid opinion.
We want more lax laws on devouring humans.
So. Yeah. It's like, ooh. Yeah.
I knew we shouldn't have given them the vote.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, the events of the first Half-Life take place, at the end of which Gordon kills a large psychic alien called the Neolanth.
Yeah.
Retroactively, the Neolanth was confirmed to also be from another world and is not native to Xen. However, it had to flee its home world due to an invading force. And I actually have a quote from the devs here about that. They said, "We had a glimpse of a larger threat when we were working on Half-Life. In other words, we knew that once you cleared out the Neolanth, you were going to discover something worse beyond it. We knew that some immense threat had chased the Neolanth and its creatures out of their own world and into Xen, from which location, they were all too glad to seize the opportunity and continue to Earth, with suppression through the citadels, but the exact nature of the threat was left to be solved in Half-Life 2.
Okay, bigger fish kind of thing.
Yeah. So... this means that the invasion of Earth after the resonance cascade was more of a stampede of desperate aliens trying to escape Xen after being pushed to the border of reality. So, like, the Neolanth was trying to push through and invade Earth to get out of Xen.
Right.
Basically, because it had been forced there by something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Presumably the Combine.
Yeah. Unless, if Half-Life 3 ever comes out and it turns out the Combine were all an illusion and it was something else.
There was always a bigger fish. It's Qui-Gon Jinn. So.
Well, there is a bigger fish in Half-Life because the G-Man definitely works for a bigger fish than the Combine.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. 100%.
Cool.
Because he states the right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. And over the course of the Half-Life games, he drops you in and through... coincidence and also some of the G-Man's protection, you managed to start the revolution to overthrow the Combine.
Yeah.
So if he has that kind of power to overthrow the Universal Union,
yeah,
that's whoever his employers are.
I don't know if you mentioned it before, but I've played Half-Life 1, and I mean, I live in Canada. I like to smoke a little weed, and that's totally fine up here.
Yeah, it's
and
legal.
Sometimes you're just walking around, and you'll just see him walk by in a window, like, yep. above you, or he's just, like, overlooking you from the side, and recurring throughout the game, he's always there, and it's really creepy.
He spies on you throughout Half-Life 1, 2, and Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Yeah.
But he is suppressed and pushed away in Half-Life 2 Episode 1. He only appears once at the beginning and never again.
Yeah, it's honestly really unsettling, too, because there's not that many NPCs, and especially in 1.
No,
so when
exactly.
you see something move around, you're like, whoa, what is that? Why is it watching me?
He's always out of reach, but you can usually access where he is, and he's always gone when you get there. It has no trace of, So right. the G-Man is some sort of interdimensional bureaucrat. who knows what he's doing?
Jesus.
I mean, he's a pretty, like... He's kind of like a very Deus Ex Machina kind of character, right? Especially with how that, like, he just drops you in and drops you out. And, like, I think in the way that Half-Life 3 never came out and, like, the story was never resolved, it just makes him, like, more like that, where it's just like, now he really is just this mysterious being with godlike powers who showed up with unknown reasons
and
did
left.
Things for reasons nobody knows why, and then the game never finished, so we're just left with this, like, I guess G was for God.
G was for God the whole time. Naive.
The God, man.
So anyway, the Neolanth was trying to use the Sundered Dimensions as a mean to escape even further from the Universal Union, like I said. When the G-Man scoops you up at the end of Half-Life 1, he states that his employers now have control over the border world of Zen.
Okay.
So you clear out the Neolanth, and then whoever he's working for just, like, show up, and then it's like, cool, thanks for doing all that housekeeping, G-Man. Your new employee is real good, real go-getter, that assistant of yours.
Yeah.
Getting us coffees from all across the universes, from the multiverse.
There's just Starbucks in every universe.
Yeah, there's tons in every universe.
Yeah, there's often two in the same universe right across the street from each other.
Yeah, right across the universe from each other.
Starbucks is the bigger fish that's driving away the combine.
He's just a franchise manager.
Yeah.
That's what the G-Man does.
Fucking giant aliens running away from pumpkin spice.
Well, they're running away from the capitalist kill machine.
Pumpkin spice must flow.
Yeah.
So the Universal Union, or the Combine, is a massive trans-dimensional empire of unknown size, governed by a race of immensely powerful telekinetic slugs. These slugs are said to be artificially evolved. This is unconfirmed, however. They are at the very least augmented with robotic components.
Okay.
They come from what are called the Combine Overworld. We know it as, which is a planet of huge dark blue metal towers and a sky that looks like the clouds of Saturn.
I want to play that world.
Yeah, you never will.
No, I know.
No.
What do the clouds of Saturn look like?
Saturn's like orange and beige and red.
Yeah, sure. It's a gas giant, so it's all cloud mostly.
Yeah, I thought that's
what... Yeah, I mean, well, the sky in the Combine Overworld looks a lot like that.
Yeah.
With, like, some green lightning and shit.
I would just think, like, if you were standing on Saturn, it would just be, like, permanent darkness.
I don't know if you can stand on Saturn.
I mean, it has a core at some point. But
yeah, probably.
It's probably, like, molten.
Yeah.
Once you get down on it.
Anyway, Combine Overworld is all red, green, and orange.
All I hear is molten core, dude. I'm going to break that.
You go to Saturn, you fight Ragnaros.
Yeah. She's like, I get rid of this WoW brain, dude. I get into every episode.
There are other video games, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
The bigger threat is not... The bigger threat beyond Starbucks is actually crippling addiction.
Yeah. To World of Warcraft.
Or to anything.
The slugs, or the advisors, as they are known in-game, are kind of a yellowish white and wear a beige full-body sleeve over their slug body.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a metallic collar with, like, some yellow runes on it. They go all the way around.
Cool.
They don't have eyes. However, they all have a robotic eye on the left side of their head. So they have, like, a robotic monocle, basically.
Huh.
Okay.
And they all have... and on their head, it's also equipped with, like, a breathing mask that leads down into a little tank on their stomach. And they have two robotic arms.
Okay.
The robotic arms are either equipped with these huge mantis blades
or
these, like, three-fingered spooky witch claws.
Okay.
Depending on...
Which enemy you're fighting.
I picture...
No, the Combine Advisors just change their outfit, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, they have different arm equipment.
I picture, like, a big rank of them, like, kind of all standing in a rectangle, and they all have their eyes on the left side, and then Gordon Freeman just sneaks up on the right side.
On the right side, nobody sees him.
Well, you encounter an advisor multiple times in Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
And they have, like, crazy psychic powers.
Okay.
They also have, like, a proboscis, that comes out from under their gas mask.
Right.
It's not sharp, but they're strong enough to jam it inside of a human body to drain the fluids out of it. Mm. And when one is woken up in episode two, it, like, drains the blood out of a corpse of this dude and then just, like, folds him in half with his psychic powers and throws it across the room.
Nice.
I need to place episode two. I don't think I've actually
played it. It's good. It's really, really good. Okay. It's short and ends on a brutal fucking cliffhanger, which you will never, ever, ever see the resolution of.
Right.
But it is a lot of fun.
I remember we watched the closing cinematic the last time we talked about Half-Life.
That's like with
after the episode.
Alex and, like...
And her dad.
Alex is the
her dad. Yeah. Her dad is killed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it's like she's, like, being taken or is taken.
It, like, it's like one of those alien things goes up to her and starts about to suck her, right?
Yeah. Well, there's two of them. One kills Eli, her dad, and one is about to kill her, and then her pet robot punches it in the face, and then they fly away.
Yeah.
I love Dog. He was such a good character.
But if you remember, like, how powerful the psychic energy is of the advisors, like, just one of them flying past the helicopter hangar that you're in is enough to, like, push the walls down.
Yeah.
So they're really, really strong.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, there's no resolution, so Loreboy's canon, they may not even be the most powerful beings in the Combine race. They may also just be bureaucrats sent to conquered worlds to rule.
Cool.
We don't know. Maybe there's a Combine homeworld. Maybe they have a Combine king or queen.
Yeah.
Combine president.
It's just Combine a farmer viceroy. Driving the thing.
Yeah.
it's just full of rats on bikes, like flying around.
Yeah, some buckwheat in his teeth.
Good old Bob.
It's old me.
Bob's a harvesting again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just like, it's me, king of the Combine overworld. Did you know this can head and thresh grain?
Yeah. It ain't much, but it's mine.
Yeah, I got multiple tracks of land through multiple universes.
This multiverse ain't much, but it's mine. Inherited it from my grandpappy.
That's pretty good art. Just like the salt of the earth Combine just sitting there chewing on a piece of buckwheat.
Overlooking his galactic empire.
Yeah, exactly. With just wheat everywhere. That's what they're looking for. All they want is wheat.
Is wheat,
They ran out of bread in their own universe and are now on a bloody quest of conquest to get grains. To get maize. Their reasons for invading is said to be corn extraction.
Okay.
Not really. It's resource extraction.
Of course.
The only good reason, honestly, for invading anywhere is resource extraction.
Yeah.
The information about the Combine extracting resources is gleaned from the fact that in Half-Life 2, the oceans have clearly been drained to the point where the shoreline has receded for hundreds of feet.
Okay.
So if you remember the level Highway 17, where you have the buggy.
Yes.
You'll notice that a lot of the shoreline has, like, grounded boats. A lot of the docks are, like, 30 feet high because they used to be in the water, and the ocean, the shoreline is pulled out for almost, like, a full kilometer.
They're taking all our water.
Yeah.
They need it to grow more wheat.
Yeah, they need to spray salt water on their wheat.
Yeah.
I think there's an achievement for turning off all the pumps there, too.
Those are called thumpers.
Okay.
And they're the big things that pound the ground.
Yeah.
Those are not for any reason other than to keep the ant lions at bay, which are like these giant bugs that live underground.
Burrow, yeah. Okay, so it just, like, makes enough noise that the rats don't come out.
Well, because ant lions are blind.
Okay.
So if you touch the ground, they'll hear you and they'll attack you, but the thumpers are too loud for them and scare them away.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And ant lions are not native to the Combine overworld. They ended up coming through the portal storms and... They're an apex predator, so they didn't have any competition, so they're just like an invasive species.
It's like when you introduce rabbits to Australia.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rabbits are to Australia what the antlions are to City 17.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Where are we here? It may also be motivated by the search for new technology. As in-game, it is confirmed that the Combine's teleportation is one way, and they are reliant on local transportation once they're here, which would explain why we caught their eye when we created the Resonance Cascade. They were just like, yo, these boys over here have got them some teleportation.
That means
we can bust out and come back once we've stolen their ocean. And then they were just like, hell yeah, brother, let's do it.
Let's do it.
They had the return flight path. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the takeover of Earth when the Combine invaded was called the 7 Hours War because...
It was... really quick, like at least 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, close, close.
I would say less than 8 hours, probably.
Close,
yeah.
Somewhere in between. You're both pretty warm.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right. 10 years.
They call it the 7 hours because you're not supposed to swim in water for 7 hours after eating.
Yeah.
And it was all about water, right? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They called it the 7 hours war because the war started, and then the Combine were like, shit, we just had lunch. We got to wait 7 hours
before we can invade the oceans. Because I don't want to get a cramp.
Yeah.
Ethan's really regular with his eating and goes on beach vacations and just gets really disappointed.
Yeah.
I get like a good, I will go to the beach and I get a good 20 minutes of swimming before I need to eat lunch.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then, like, I have breakfast and then I wait very long for
7 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You gotta wait 7 hours before you go in the pool, honey.
Yeah.
Why'd you make hot dogs now, Mom?
Yeah. 6:56. God damn it. So hot.
Just waiting with your towel.
Yeah. My towel and my stopwatch. Yeah.
And your buckwheat.
Yeah.
So obviously it's because the Earth surrendered after 7 hours. And the surrender was organized by the admin of Black Mesa, Dr. Wallace Breen.
Okay,
same guy made the teleports.
Yeah, well, he was in charge of Black Mesa, so...
He's like, look, we made this portal allowing for these interdimensional species to invade us. Let me be the first one to say, we surrender.
Yeah.
As someone who is nearest to the conflict, let me say, we surrender.
This is my mess, so I'm going to clean it up. Yeah. Please, take Earth, just don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my Black
hurt
Mesa.
Hurt anybody you want.
Yeah.
Just not me.
Just not me.
It's my Black Mesa, I'm going to clean it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Black Mesa.
My Black Mesa.
Yeah.
Good episode title. Following this, the Combine obviously rewarded him with power. He has an office... In the Citadel, in what is known as City 17.
Mm-hmm.
So following the surrender, the Combine installed these huge bluish black metal towers by opening portals in the sky and dropping them straight into the ground.
Just these towers coming down like javelins.
Yeah.
Well, at least this is how we figure how this happens, because the Citadel in Half-Life 2 shoots up out of a huge crater that's just in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And like around it, there's like busted water pipes, shattered buildings, destroyed concrete. It's just like, they clearly didn't build this thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were just like, well, here's a good crater to set up
in. Yeah, exactly.
Thank God,
a conveniently sized crater for our Citadel.
For our giant tower.
Yeah.
Dr. Breen's office is at the top of this one.
Cool.
The Citadel is also filled with slumbering Combine advisors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a little narp.
Yeah, they eject out of the tower in Half-Life 2 Episode 1.
Okay.
Because upon the destruction of the Citadel's dark fusion teleporter, it creates a giant portal at the top and starts burning away the tower, and the reactor becomes unstable.
I woke them up from their nappy.
Yep.
They're going to be very cranky.
They were just like,
don't do that.
Oh, God. Like, wiping the eye crust out of the robot monocle, just like, oh, God, I got so much sleep in my robot monocle. Sticking his proboscis into a little thing of coffee, like, all right, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah.
Oh,
how's the extraction going?
Oh, God, no, I shouldn't have hit snooze on my cryopod.
I love the visual of him drinking through the proboscis, like the little thick parts going up. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Glug, 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 glug. Ooh, hot. Blowing it off with the proboscis.
It's like a straw with water already in it, though. It's like gross.
Do we have any brown sugar left?
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose weight, fit back into my gray slug sleeve.
Yeah.
Diabetic, he's just like...
Yeah. Yeah, my cousin's getting married next month. I don't want to buy a new suit.
I gotta fit into my sleeve.
Yeah.
My formal sleeve. Yeah. Where were we here? Right, so the Citadels also transmit what is called a suppression field, which disables certain protein chains in either men, women, or both, and prevents the fertilization of eggs or any new children.
Oh, so
that's why there's no kids in Half-Life 2, because it's about 20 years after the invasion, so anybody who was a babby at the time, like Alex, for that matter, is mid-20s.
Infertile.
Yeah. She's also infertile, like everybody else.
Yeah, so it's like a real children of men situation.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But instead of the UK, we have... I was going to say, instead of the UK, we have giant psychic slugs, but it's the exact same.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. one of them is in charge of the country right now.
Yeah. Giant psychic slug.
Oh,
hovering around. Silly wig on.
Yeah.
So the original invading force of the Combine for Earth were composed of war machines called synths. Synths are creatures from previously conquered universes, or maybe even some from the Combine overworld, who have been cybernetically augmented with weapons and, in some cases, engines and sensors.
Okay. So it's like, we found this strong thing which resisted us well on a past planet. Let's use it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Basically, like, the Combine are called the Combine because they go to other worlds and then just absorb the technology.
Repurpose it.
And, you know, they take what they need, repurpose it, and then go. And the gunships are all modified alien animals at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
The synths are. Okay. They were all animals at some point because they all bleed.
So did they repurpose antlions?
No. Antlions are feral.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why they have the repulsors. They have the thumpers on the beaches.
Yeah.
They're just like, I don't want to deal with these fucking things. Just keep them out of here.
Yeah.
Too feral to make into a soldier.
Exactly. they did the same thing with cats. Can't herd cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't herd antlions. Even the Universal Union was just like, it's fucking impossible.
Both are problematic for Australia.
We saw this fucking episode of Mythbusters. We're not even going to try it. Yeah. It's the first thing we watched when we got here. Ah, yes, time to absorb some local culture.
I was going to say.
A DVD of Mythbusters. This will teach us the best way to subjugate the human race.
Yeah. The mustached one reminds me of us.
Yeah,
I like his slug sleeve.
And his little beret.
Yeah. They're all wearing berets. All the slugs wearing berets because of fucking these.
Yeah, the first culture they encountered was the episode of Mythbusters. Yeah.
Jamie from Mythbusters.
Jamie Heineman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jamie Heineman surrendered the Earth, and they rewarded him with power.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. As many multiverse of berets.
All the berets you could ever want.
There's also weird other places that are briefly mentioned, where Dr. Breen is talking about like some other worlds that the Combine have conquered, one of which is a planet with what's called a meteorological intelligence. So there's just like a living storm
that's fucking
on
cool.
the entire planet.
I love
that. And that's like just like the thing that lives there.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works or what it means, but it's so cool.
So confused, like it's so hardcore.
I'm getting such a lore boner.
Yeah. Let's play a role-playing game where you're just a living storm.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There's nothing to fight, really, but you're just a living storm on a planet.
Oh, I'm getting wet, baby.
Just a little low-pressure system.
Yeah.
So in Half-Life 2, one of the first recognizable synths we encounter is called the dropship. The dropship looks like a huge flying aquatic insect. And through the horrible augmentations, it appears to have retained its shell, eyes, and mouth. And the mouth looks like that of a baleen whale or like a whale shark on Earth, suggesting the original animal was probably an aquatic filter feeder.
Okay.
Aquatic filter feeder.
Yeah.
Got it.
Big animal, loves tiny shrimp.
Yeah.
All you need to know. Yeah. Tiny alien shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah, he fills your mouth with syllables a lot more than he fills its own mouth with animals.
Yeah. So now, however, its multiple limbs have been fitted with huge engines or magnets. It flies through the air carrying Combine soldiers or vehicles in metal pods to the front lines of whatever conflict is trending at the time.
Okay.
Loreboy's cannon, I would suggest they were built sometime after the Earth was taken over, because they seem built to the exact specifications of something needed to carry a human-sized troop transport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe they were introduced after Earth was conquered. They're seen carrying other synths as well, but the fact that they carry a troop transport pod that like has a human-sized door on it.
Right? Okay, yeah.
Maybe they came in afterwards. Just a little speculation on my part.
Yeah, I do feel like this is kind of putting like horse before cart here, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like,
well, putting the dropship
before
them.
We needed doors in video games, and it was too complicated to code weird doors.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Following this, we have the gunship. This is a synth that looks like a cross between a beetle and a whale. It has like a long streamlined body of a whale and the shell of a beetle, as well as six insectoid eyes along the length of its body.
You guys ever watch a beetle flying in slow motion?
Yeah. They're cute.
I've seen that Planet Earth.
They look so dumb. Yeah. They don't know really where they're going. They just hope they get there.
No. They look so clumsy.
Yeah, they go like fully vertical and their wings just like flap. It looks uncontrollable. It looks like they're just fucking, they're flapping and they hope they land where they need to be.
Now picture that on the scale of a whale, like whoosh.
Yeah. Whales don't have scales. They have skin.
Yeah, but this is a whale-beetle combo that we're talking about.
Oh. On the scale of a whale.
On the scale of a whale.
On the scale of a whale, I'll tell you, lad. I like Ethan's idea better.
Okay, yeah. All
there's
right,
so much real right. estate down there, but can you believe it?
The combine won't want to visit if we don't have any water.
Yeah, exactly. We need to get rid of the water to make sure nobody tries to steal it from us.
I'm going to the beach with my vacuum.
I'll be 100,000 years.
Yeah. Finally, Ethan's beach vacations aren't so stressed out because he can't swim.
Yeah, exactly. No, if I can't swim, nobody can.
No cramps for me. Yeah. Sitting like on where the beach used to be, and it's just like hundreds of thousands of feet to the next to any water. It's just like dirt as long as far as dead fish.
Yeah.
So they also have these bug eyes along the length of their body. They have two at the front where the head is, but they also have four. Two. Their two largest eyes are on like their pelvis in the middle.
That seems inconvenient.
And then
they just want like close up visions when they fuck.
Yeah. You know, like, the gunships vary into POV porn on their on their home worlds.
They have to do crunches every time they want to blink. They got fucking great abs. They're constantly doing crunches.
Fucking shredded. So thankfully they don't need to do that because they have compound eyes. No eyelids.
Okay, they just got like, do they have a tongue in their torso that they can lick to keep it moist?
Yep.
Okay.
Just like a gecko?
Yeah, exactly.
No, Jamie, they don't.
No, the sound, I'm just trying to think of the sound of a giant eye blinking too. It'd be so gross, like swish.
That's some good ASMR. Hi guys. So the augmentations on the gunship range from the obvious to the less obvious. The less obvious being the Combine logo emblazoned on its body, to the more obvious, like the fully automatic war cannon and the tail-mounted propeller, which are hardly subtle.
What's their logo look like? You have like a marketing department.
It's just Starbucks.
The Combine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like this mermaid with two tails.
Yeah.
No, the Combine are
but
real...
also a proboscis.
Yeah, and a proboscis.
Two tails and a proboscis.
Yeah, it's like this big slug.
Yeah.
Wearing a shell bra.
Yeah. Oh damn.
The Combine are really big on like iconography. They have a lot of logos for a lot of different things.
Okay. Cool.
They're
very much bureaucrats, right? I guess so.
They adapt really well. Like propaganda works really well on Earth. So
it would.
I don't know what they did. You know, maybe the gunship race of whale beetles wasn't super intelligent. Maybe all they had to do was show up, dangle a big bag of shrimp in front of their face, and then just launch them into the sun. But but like for humans, they were just like, we can see what these people like.
That's it. They just ran for office.
And people like posters. Yeah. Exactly.
They ran for office, and it's a two-party system. It's like, don't blame me. I voted for Kang.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, I didn't. It's like, I voted for Dr. Breen. And then he was just like, I'm actually going to join the Combine Party.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, no. Now they've formed a coalition in Parliament.
Yeah.
What a mess.
No votes. Yeah. Nothing's passing in there.
Yeah, exactly. The slugs want one thing. They want our oceans. And
that's it.
The Green Party keeps saying no.
Yeah. I guess we'll give them our oceans because I don't want my taxes to go up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Why should I pay more income tax? Let them take the oceans. We don't need them.
Yeah. I can't drink the ocean.
Yeah.
Let them.
I've tried so many times.
Yeah. Always hurts my belly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I throw up. So yeah, the actual Combine logo, the main one at least, is kind of like it's a very angular looking kind of thick V.
Sure.
With a circle in the
thick
middle
v,
of it.
Thick V, baby.
Thick V with a circle. All right. It's like a V-buck.
Sure.
Yeah. From Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Fortnite was forced on us by alien overlords.
Yeah, that's right.
Or just Tencent.
Everyone salute to your overlord. All the kids just dab.
Yeah.
Combine salute.
Yeah, I mean, well, you see like those marching armies in North Korea. Like all dabbing together. So the gun, it also has a belly cannon. Which looks just like kind of where its belly button would be.
Okay.
Or where its eye-licking tongue would be.
Uh-huh.
In the middle there. That is actually cut content from Half-Life 2. It never actually uses it. Huh. But if you go into like the modding tools for Half-Life called Hammer, you can actually loop the animation. So it has like a flex and then an opening thing for the cannon on its stomach.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. It was a lot like... It was basically like this huge laser that would just shoot straight down, kind of like a flying saucer in a 50s movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it would have
like
to hover...
Like a gravity beam or whatever.
Exactly. It had to hover over a target to shoot straight down.
Or a tractor beam. Like a combine is a tractor.
See? It's all coming back to heading and threshing grain, boys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
these aliens were counting on wordplay from the English language.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I knew I didn't waste my time Googling things in Webster's Dictionary last night instead of researching Half-Life 2 shit. So anyway, the propeller blades, however, are a fan of insect-like wings.
Okay.
So the...
Hence the whale beetle.
Even the propeller is biological, but modified to be like a propeller. And this is one of those propellers, it's not like a propeller, like a helicopter top propeller. It's more like the one in the back, where it's the propeller that's inside, it completely encased in like the circle.
Okay.
So it, the blades aren't actually, don't have points, they only have edges. Like a jet engine, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Just like a jet engine. Me and Jamie, big jet engineers over here.
Yep.
Now you're talking our language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all work at the project managers for the Jet Propulsion Lab.
Yeah, exactly.
Vroom vroom goes the jet engine.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Same with the that's a sound effect from Half-Life 2. It was a good impression. I was lost there for a second.
Goes vroom vroom.
I honestly sometimes, like, if I hear a walkie-talkie start, I expect to hear like the beep. You know, like that fucking thing that you hear every fucking enemy in Half-Life 2?
Yeah. You know, Half-Life 2, the Combine radio chatter is, yeah, they have a vocoder, so they're harder to understand on the outside.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And it's probably also a game design thing, so you know when they're there, they sound very distinct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cart before the horse. Pod before the magnet.
Exactly.
Insects.
Yes.
Right? That's the expression.
Crawlies.
Crawlies function.
Yep.
So this, like, bug wing propeller blade... that's on the gunship, it's not known if that's from a different animal or if it's like a bastardized organ from the same animal that they just moved and converted into a propeller.
That's what the appendix does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally cracked it.
It's a propeller. People that's the swimmers all have appendixes. Yeah, that's why they're so fast.
That's what they're saying on the radio chat. They're saying, like, these fucking idiots haven't even figured out how to use their propellers yet. Surely we could subjugate them. They can't be intelligent species.
Yeah. They're not even using their appendix right.
Unused appendixes.
They keep cutting them out.
They rupture, it's just that it started up while it was in you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. When you're out of the pool.
Yeah.
That's what. So before you eat, you go in the pool, yeah. You use your appendix to swim real fast.
Yeah. It's actually a government conspiracy to stop us from swimming too fast, because then we get to the middle of the ocean where we find all the government secrets.
Yeah, chemtrails are bullshit, but appendix removal, that's something I can get
behind. Yeah, that is the
in reality,
real.
We get out there and it's just an island of plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just garbage island. Yeah. It's like one rich guy living on it. Yeah. trying to get votes to give the ocean away.
That's it. Well, that's also what those plastic, the rings that your six-pack comes in.
Oh, yeah.
It's because if you try and get out into the middle of the ocean, you're going to get caught in one of those.
Oh.
And you're going to suffocate.
It's part of the appendix rebellion.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm cutting those up for me, not for cute turtles.
Exactly, yeah.
So, along with the propeller being bug wings, the bug eyes all over the gunship as well might be from something else, or maybe it's just an insectoid whale thing.
Mm-hmm.
The gun and heat vents, however, are confirmed to be plastic surgery.
Technology.
Yeah. Those are fake. Right. Those did not come with the original model. Mm-hmm. The original recipe, whale beetle.
Yeah, so the...
No guns.
So we got the guns, we got the heat lamps or whatever.
Well, it's like the exhaust vent.
And the silicon tits on the whale shark.
Exactly.
are all augmented.
Are all fake. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Big, round, perfect globules. Just
yeah. Okay, let me see your work order here. You got a big gun, shoots a tractor beam. Okay, that's very good.
Yeah.
You got heat lamps, keep us warm. Yeah, I like that.
Cool,
and,
propeller.
Massive titties.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's above the stomach eyes.
Yeah. Normally I'd say no, but you got a stamp here, so there you go. Yeah. It's
right, well,
approved from the higher ups.
Yeah. Our benefactors say yes, so it is. So in rural areas, so like out in the woods and whatnot, out in whatever the salt of the earth grain fields, the Combine deploy a synth called the Hunter, which is a small tripedal white creature with a blue and black shell. On the front of the synth are two vertically stacked flechette launchers that shoot out explosive stingers in short bursts.
Okay.
I used to think those were the eyes, but actually on either side of the flechette launcher, it has two small bug-like eyes.
What's a flechette?
It's like this little pod with a fork on the end of it.
Okay.
It's like
it's
a stinger.
Is this a normal word that people use, or is this a fancy?
Yes, I believe so.
I think flechettes are right.
I mean, a normal word like people use. I don't think it's commonly used.
Yeah, I mean,
used when describing alien races, I suppose.
I guess.
Yeah, okay. alien synths.
For shit.
Basically. And they just shoot at explosive stingers that'll stick into something, and they hiss for a bit and then blow up.
Yeah. Intense.
Yeah.
It's like the other commonly used word, fluck fluck lugabout.
Yeah, that's a perfectly cromulent word.
Yeah.
So other than the gun, the other clear fake parts on this animal are obviously the armor made out of the same bluish-black alloy as the Combine Citadel's helicopters, APCs, okay, and assault rifles.
Unobtainium or whatever?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it's called, the Combine alloy.
Yeah.
And also the antenna on the rear of the animal, which is likely used for radio communication.
Okay, and is that biological?
Yes, that is biological.
Some animals do have antenna.
That's a biological radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some animals have this.
Yeah, you tune it in on an ant. The same thing. Get your classic rock on your ant hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, you say that, but I feel like there is some sort of biological equivalent of an antenna. Like, not like picking up radio signals, but...
No, I was not joking. I'm being legit, like, for sure. Yeah.
Bugs.
There's a type of spider, which like these tiny, tiny little red spiders, which fly using electromagnetism.
What?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. They thought for the longest time. I just read this really cool article on
Half-Life is fucking way less cool than nature.
I read this article and I read the abstract from the scientific paper, but it's basically like, for the longest time, they thought they would like throw their web out and their web would like catch the wind.
Yeah,
but then they were like, this doesn't make sense because like, how can they control where they're going at all or whatever? And then like, then they like put them in a box with like no wind and like they could still like levitate using like electromagnet fields.
Jeez. That's fucking bonkers.
Very cool.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
A larger tripod.
And imagine if the Combine got their hands on these.
Oh no! Telekinetic
spiders!
Tiny flying spiders.
Yeah, telekinetic spiders. Add a propeller to it and it's good to go.
Yeah. just give it a gun.
Yeah.
It can already fly.
Yeah, give it a gun. And maybe some plastic tits.
They wouldn't even catch on. They wouldn't even catch on to the electromagnetism. They would just think it's its appendix getting it wherever you
go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the appendix is for.
Well, no, that's the tonsils. That's the other thing that
you do. Oh, yeah.
Adenoids.
Yeah, the tonsils let you fly.
There's a bunch of those, yeah.
Adenoids, that's in your nose or something, isn't it?
I don't know. I need to get it removed so I stop killing myself while I sleep.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
Jamie periodically dies every night.
Yeah.
For 2 seconds and wakes up. He's just like,
the
other side.
I made it back.
Yeah.
I've scared partners where I stop breathing for like 30 seconds and then come back with one of the
poor girl.
Yeah, it's scary.
So a larger tripod than the Hunter would be Ethan. Ladies?
Yes, I'm a big tripod.
And even larger than that would be the Strider.
Little dick, though.
Created for urban areas. Yeah, three physical legs, tiny penis. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking. Just three normal legs, three normal knees.
Yeah. Well, like he has three nipples, really.
That one foot that doesn't touch the ground has very clean soles.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's just got the black hippie feet.
It just hangs, yeah.
Yeah. It's
like, just, like, my toes are dirty, though, because they kind of touch the ground.
Yeah, they're just like...
They scrape.
They're all left feet, by the way.
Too. Yeah.
All three of them.
I still can't dance. Yeah. 3 feet, still can't dance.
Not a chance.
Ladies.
So the Strider is a land-based synth. This one is for urban areas. This synth appears to have been built by out of a very tall bug monster, its head having been replaced with a rotating camera and a cannon on it.
Okay.
It's got an automatic gun. While a heavier cannon was either installed on or modified into the underbelly of the animal. It still has a little humanoid brain inside of it, though. Whether this is its natural brain is unknown, because Dog does pull the brain out of one of them in Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Okay.
Don't you fight this in Half-Life 2? Like,
you fight Striders at the end.
Yeah.
They're like the strongest enemy in the game.
Right. You have to have your rocket launchers, and you're like crouching through this like urban area with like broken cement everywhere,
yeah,
trying to kill
exactly
them.
And the underbelly cannon is like a metallic cannon barrel. But it does look like it's built into the flesh of the animal, so we don't know if that was completely installed onto the body, or if the natural animal has a tail that they just strapped a cannon onto.
Mm.
Okay.
But and the Striders are also, again, bug-like, very heavily armored. The tips of their feet are possibly augmented, or at least, like, hardened to be pointier. That like all three of their legs are basically like a giant spear.
Okay. Beautiful painted toenails. Too.
Or
oh yes,
yeah. All three of their legs are like giant pointed flechettes.
Giant pointed flechettes, exactly. And of course, just like all the Combine technology, two big fake titties.
Yeah, of course.
On either side of the cannon.
Right. Yeah.
I know the art isn't entirely your domain. I just hope I see a bunch of bug monsters with beautiful fake titties as the art.
I was thinking about...
I can say, a boy can dream. That's what I'm hoping for.
I was thinking about doing the farmer combine.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of a funny image, but maybe I'll do the...
Well, you can do like a farmer with like a combine, like an art earth combine, which is big titties.
Yeah, the farmer's just got a great rack.
Yeah.
Everything in the picture just... has a great record. Every single individual piece of wheat has a beautiful set of tits.
Every grain on the end of it. It's just tits.
Titties.
He's got buckwheat in his mouth, one sticking out of his cleavage.
Oh my god.
Everything, Lore Boys canon, everything in the Half-Life universe.
Big tits.
That is not humans. That is not the human resistance.
Yep, big beautiful titties. Tits. Yeah,
Half-Life exactly. 2 tits.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the human women in Half-Life probably do have great boobs.
Mm-hmm.
But.
The game came out in, like, what year?
2004.
2004, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't got good boob physics in 2004.
No.
But perfect lip sync, which still holds up today.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Nice. Titty physics? Not so much. We weren't there yet.
No.
You got to play some anime games for that.
Yeah. Those were still government secrets back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Titty physics?
We hadn't made it to the middle of the ocean in 2004. So.
Yeah, we couldn't find Soul Calibur 3.
Yeah.
Out on Garbage Island. Yeah. So the Combine don't always modify their subjugated races. Sometimes they use the animal as is, and this is what goes for the parasitic mind-controlling head crab.
Okay.
They simply load the head crabs into hollow artillery shells and launch them into populated areas.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Turns people
like Ravenholm.
Like Ravenholm, or like the canals in the early
okay.
game.
Yeah.
That you just see like these huge pods come crash down out of the sky, they pop open, and mind-controlling head crabs jump out of them and start attacking people.
Yeah.
Turn them into Zambos.
What does Holm mean? Like H-O-L-M-E? Like, as the suffix.
I don't know.
Because I just thought, like, two really big, like, Stratholm, Ravenholm, undead is the theme, and they both end in that.
It's kind of a spooky suffix.
Yeah.
It sounds like Old England.
It's the spookiest suffix, I think,
I don't know any Holmes, like, in my...
Sherlock history. Holmes?
Well,
he had a skeleton. That's spooky.
Also, an opium addiction.
Yeah.
Made it work, though.
Yeah, functional.
Yeah.
If he can do it, why not me?
Yeah. Weirdly enough, though, in Half-Life 1, the natural host for the head crab is unknown because they seem to be perfect for latching onto a human head, and they are never seen attacking anything else in Half-Life 1.
Okay.
Yeah. And this, again, is a pod before the magnet bug situation because it's just game design.
Yeah.
But, of course, now we've canonized game design.
Yeah.
What the head crabs were supposed to actually attack, we don't know. But we do fight the Spider Mother, or internally is known as the Gonark.
Gonark.
Okay. Which in Half-Life 1 is an adult female head crab that is like 10 feet tall, completely armored, and has a huge egg sac hanging off of it, and it like lays baby head crabs, during the boss fight.
Nice.
Nice. Gonark is a portmanteau because the devs were, it's 1998, so they were all like 18-year-old dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonark is a portmanteau of gonad and monarch, I believe.
The gonad monarch.
Because
their egg sac look like testicles?
It's got just a big sack hanging off of it, and it's the queen of the head crabs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Anyway, just like the fact that they're built to go onto human heads doesn't make any sense in game because they're from Zen, maybe.
Okay.
But as far as game design,
or from some other universe, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah.
Form follows function.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was Frank Lloyd Wright's tutor who first said that, I think.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna check.
Mm-hmm. It just mattered.
My phone's on airplane mode. I couldn't Google it even if I wanted to.
Whoa. That's sad.
We are recording from an airplane today.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're trying to get to the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. I want Soul Calibur 3.
Yeah.
I want those titty physics.
I want those titty physics.
So seeing this retcon opportunity, the Combine decided to weaponize headcrabs against the humans, and they may have even bred new headcrabs. There's the poison one, and then the fast one.
Oh, yeah, the poison ones, you shoot and they explode? Poison gas?
No. The poison ones, if they hit you, will lower your HP to 1, no matter where they are.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what you're at.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it bypasses your suit energy as well, so it's like it attacks Yugi's life points directly, basically.
Okay, yeah,
it
yeah,
makes
yeah.
that whole Ravenholm experience so stressful, because you're, like, at 1 health, and you got, like, the beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Yeah.
It does, the poison, it does get cleared out of your blood by your suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if the first thing to hit you in a fight is a poison crab, and then gets you down to 1, literally anything will kill you.
Yeah.
So it makes you, they're,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, and they sound like a rattlesnake, so they use that sound during QA testing, because it made players panic
oh, yeah.
when they heard like the hissing rattlesnake noise, and
yeah.
people would freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
drop whatever the fuck they were doing and look for the head crab, and they were just like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect sound design.
Yeah.
We're so hardwired for that stuff. Like, there was a psych study where they would just show random images, like, really quickly, and then get people to, like, rate how they feel or, like, measure their reaction. And a snake caused, like, 10 times more reaction than a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're just so hardwired for that stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
It makes sense why even if it doesn't look like a snake, it's going to make you panic. And,
Yeah. Well, that's why they arm police officers with snakes.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Just like limp in a holster.
Yeah, exactly. Just whip it. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a snake and a slingshot.
Yeah, that man stole my purse. Oh, no, not today.
Yeah.
Criminal. Just shoot at fangs first. And then you see, like, natural, like, you lift up a log, and you're like, oh, look, a baby gun.
They're mating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big pile of guns.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a mating pile of guns, like garter snakes. So before getting into the most relevant synths to the game, I'd like to mention some of the robotic and other branches of the Combine Armed Forces.
Okay.
Scanner synths are small, hollow, flying entities filled with wires who can drop autonomous jumping mines called hoppers.
Okay.
Manhacks are small robots who attack people in tight spaces by just ramming their sharp propellers into them.
Sure.
It's just like a flying saw blade with two cameras on it.
Hell yeah.
And it just, like, rams into you.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah. I mean... Right? Occam's razor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the simplest
the simplest answer.
The simplest way to deal with something. Yeah. You got rebels in a rat hole.
Yeah.
Fill it with flying saws.
Exactly. The simplest.
It was all, Occam's razor was also the prototype name for the thing that they made.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And then the Combine were just like, that's kind of stupid even for us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's too punny.
The simplest kill machine is often the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where was I here? And then there's also Civil Protection, or the CPs, who are actually unmodified human volunteers. And CPs act as low-level law enforcement.
Okay.
Those are the first Combine you face. They wear, like, the black kind of light police armor and the white gas masks.
Okay, yeah. They drive bicycles. They don't get their car yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and then you get, like, a cool CP who's got a horse.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're the bike cops, or even, like, the Metro Pigs, who just enforce public transit.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they're also called Civil Protection. They're even called Metro Cops in-game.
Okay.
So, but they're volunteers. They're people who are just like, look, I am totally okay with giving away the ocean. I support Dr. Breen and his ocean-destroying platform.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're Benny from The Mummy.
They're just slightly flamboyant cops. They're Metro Cops, right?
Metro Cops, yeah, exactly. They smell so good.
Yeah. They bathe.
Yeah.
Pick up that can.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's that? Yeah. Officer.
So Metro, he bathes and grooms himself.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're rewarded with.
Yeah, exactly.
They volunteer to be Civil Protection. They get cologne.
Well, they're stealing the water. It's hard to find bath water.
Yeah, of course. The Combine killed all the gamer girls.
Yeah.
Deported them to off-world penitentiaries.
No, that's what they're stealing the water for, just to send it up to the gamer girls.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. They're all Twitch thoughts.
They just fill it up baths to sell to other universes.
Other horny universes.
Well, like, in the Citadel, you can see there's, like, a bunch of imprisoned, like, they're like slaves now.
Okay.
They're called stalkers. Where they have, like, just, like, these metal blinders on. Their arms are completely cut off, except they have just, like, two little wands so that they can still type.
Oh,
and they walk around on little stilts and have a diaper. But you can see them being, like, strapped up to the walls in sarcophaguses. So I was just imagining, like, a bunch of, Twitch thoughts in sarcophaguses full of bath water and that being harvested. Twitch thoughts.
That's kind of, like, scary to think that. Like, imagine us just as office workers, like, eventually evolving only to have enough things to type and get diapers so we don't have to leave our jobs.
If it was up to Jeff Bezos, we would be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's got something against people going pee.
Only the amount of appendages you need to close a box.
We're going to get an email from his people soon. We mentioned him every episode.
Good.
We didn't mention him last episode.
Okay.
Come at me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Let's go, Jeffy.
Yeah.
Jeffy, you little punk.
Call him Jeffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he hates that.
I like you.
That's what his older sister used to call him.
Jeffy.
Jeff, we're cool. Don't worry.
So I mentioned that the CPs...
Jamie would be one of the Metro Police.
So I mentioned that the CPs were unmodified because the main fighting force of the Combine on Earth are known as Overwatch.
The Bitchio game.
This is 2004 Overwatch, further proving that Blizzard has no relevant ideas.
Yes.
Yeah. Freedom in China? Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, they believe in an oppressed Hong Kong. Like, how original, Blizzard.
Yeah, exactly.
So do a billion other people.
Yeah. Got Space Marines taken from Warhammer 40K. Overwatch soldiers just taken from Half-Life. Hong Kong oppression taken from mainland China.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
taken
guys.
From oppression of Taiwan.
Yeah, exactly. Tibet.
Yeah.
I wonder how relevant this will be when we listen in a year.
Yeah. Hopefully everything gets sorted out and it's not relevant at all.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping, actually.
Yeah, same.
The enemy that we faced most in Half-Life 2 are the Combine soldiers of the Overwatch. They are known as the transhuman arm of the Combine military.
Okay.
In a modified prison called Nova Prospect, as well as in the Citadels, the Combine take human men and modify them into Overwatch soldiers. The least physically intrusive procedure is called memory replacement, where a human head is encased in a helmet and a face mask for an unknown amount of time. This modifies the person inside, turning them into a loyal Combine soldier.
Okay, and the Metro Police are not this.
Metro cops are not modified.
They're just
volunteers.
They're just spineless cowards.
Volunteers, exactly. Okay. Yeah, spineless cowards.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. You called me one of those.
Yeah, I know. You're catering to Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Real-life supervillain Jeff Bezos.
For the Universal Union.
Yeah.
Shipping's fast because of teleport, but you can only teleport it one way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm relying on my own teleportation to return things.
Yeah.
To return packages. Just like, I don't know, it's broken. Now I need a teleporter. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta order that from Amazon too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So beyond the memory replacement, the recruits also have many of their organs removed, altered, or augmented. Mm-hmm. So there is
their appendixes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like no swimming for
more
you.
More propellers for us.
They need them to install in their gunships.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're pretty big on recycling.
Yeah.
No organ left behind.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah. Reuse, enslave, recycle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
the three R's and the E.
And the E.
We're talking a lot about organs, even though the Easter egg of last episode was talk about organs.
Organ.
Was it?
Yeah.
Playing an organ or cleaning an organ.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. So the Combine soldiers, they have like a huge scar going down the middle of their chest on their sternum.
Mm-hmm.
They have what looks like some kind of plug or port at the bottom of their rib cage.
Okay.
And then they're all quite thin underneath. They look like they've been starved, and their abdomen has been replaced with like a metal corset.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
It is. They're all fancy. Very, they're all sexy Victorian ladies.
Oh, I love
again,
it.
With big fake titties, big and the corset pushes them up.
Big tick fitties, baby.
Big tick fitties. They can all communicate through the radio. There's like an evolution graffiti in Half-Life 2 that shows the inside of a Combine helmet. So you've got like a monkey stripped down so you can see its muscle. Then you've got like a human head stripped down to see its muscle. Then you've got like a Combine soldier where you can see the helmet and it's stripped down to see the inside of that. And there's a bunch of piping and tubing and
like going into the brain.
Cybernetic augmentations in the person's brain. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Exactly. Yeah, and then the rest of their abdomens seem pretty emaciated. They have that metal corset. We don't know what their legs look like or their balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do their titties look?
Great. Of course, it pushes them up.
Great titties.
Yeah, great titties.
Can't see their gonarchs.
No, there is no Easter egg in Half-Life 2 in which you see a Combine soldier without its pants. And I'm just saying, Valve,
you fucked up.
Do it, you cowards.
Yeah.
Or anybody there who like ModDB, I would like a Combine pantsless mod.
Yeah.
Lore friendly Combine pantsless mod.
I want to see some slug dick.
Yeah. Well, the Combine soldiers would have human dick.
Well, you don't know that. Maybe they got modified.
Or they swap them out.
Yeah.
Check the Steam Workshop. Yeah. That might already exist. Yeah. They have, like...
All these titty mods might exist, too.
Yeah, you know the Ricardo...
God willing.
You know Ricardo, that guy who's, like...
The meme guy?
Naked, dancing around.
That dancing guy in a bandana?
You can play as him in Left 4 Dead 2, Team Fortress.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my
most
God.
Most Valve games. I wouldn't be surprised if
that was... Alex Vance replaced with Ricardo.
Yeah.
Still has her voice lines.
Yeah. But his dance moves.
Yeah. So, what the port on the...
He could impregnate an infertile woman. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Peter.
That's the children of man.
It's just Ricardo.
Ricardo saves the day.
So, what the port on their ribcage is for is unknown. It might just be some sort of calorie intake device. Like,
okay.
They don't eat. They just plug in, get some calories.
Like a charging station.
Hot new housewife product.
Or they empty their piss sack.
Yep. Could be that.
Could be for a catheter.
Colostomy bag or something.
Yeah. And then the final class of soldier is known as the Combine Elite. Their armor is a pristine white, but the main difference is that the fully enclosed gas is the fully enclosed gas mask-like helmet that they wear.
Okay.
Unlike their Biclops underlings, the Combine Elites sport one huge red eye in the middle of their heads and what look like augmented speakers over their ears.
So they're better, they're more elite because they've taken away depth perception.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They can't catch anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That was a huge threat.
Yeah, every
mutiny starts with someone who can catch.
It starts with a game of baseball, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's where the boys start talking, and that's where you get dissent. Dissent is sown in the diamond field.
Exactly, yeah.
If someone's ever, like, particularly hideous, now we can just call them a biclops.
Fucking biclops.
My girlfriend's sister
is a biclops.
Well, has a condition where she can only see out of one eye at a time.
What?
Like, both her eyes work, but she can only actually see out of one at a time. And she got insulted one time. Somebody called her "you cyclopean bitch."
I'm so sorry to her sister, but that's hilarious.
Right? Yeah.
What's actually theorized going on inside the helmet is that the face and the ears, the like head sensors of the person inside the Combine Elite helmet has been completely removed and just replaced with like a high-end camera and high-end like and a high-end microphone to augment its senses beyond what normal shitty human organs could do.
Okay, right. Yeah.
You never see inside a Combine Elite.
Okay. He doesn't need depth perception if he can see bright white cum stains.
See in 4K, 4K yeah. cum stains.
Exactly.
Because of all the big titties on the rest of the soldiers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be everywhere. So that's how they find the humans.
Yeah. Track it. Yeah, just track it down. It's like scanning. So that's the
one of the Combine Elites, like, walking up, like, sees some tracks on the ground, like, bends over, puts his finger in it, like, tastes it. Yeah, that's cum.
not even looking for anything. Just, yeah, that's cum.
Yeah, that's cum. Let's get out of here.
The humans are nearby. We should probably go.
Confirmed active biotics.
Yeah. They're about 3 days away.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, that's the Combine and their military.
Uh-huh.
There are some other synths that you see in game. There's the Mortar Synth and the Crab Synth. They're never actually encountered. They have animation cycles, again, that you can use in the Hammer Editor. They're just some other kind of bug-like war machines, but you never fight one. They're just seen briefly in the Citadel,
cool. Probably
just as an Easter egg to older versions of Half-Life. But that's okay. The Combine. That's how they augment their soldiers, their breasts, and steal people's oceans.
Okay.
I hope you found this informative.
Yeah.
I did.
If you did, you can tell me, at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter, or at The Lore Boys on Twitter. And Jamie, if somebody wanted to compliment your huge fake breasts or lack of appendix, how could they do that?
You could go do that at James the Miller on Facebook, is my personal Facebook, or just look for Lore Boys on Facebook. Yeah. Also, if you guys have not played any of the Half-Life games, they still hold up. They're probably pretty cheap. And just go buy them and play them one day, because like, I feel like every gamer has to at least play Half-Life 2. And it's such a great game. I played it in the last couple months. But Ethan, where can I find you?
You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. Please reach out on iTunes and give us a review, my dudes, because that really, really helps us be found, be spotted. Actually, anywhere you want to leave a review is great. iTunes is one of the greatest as far as podcasts are concerned.
Your local town hall.
Local town hall. Yeah,
Yelp.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we need good Yelp reviews because we've been getting fucking slaughtered out there. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Jamie forgot to vacuum his couch one time, and all of a sudden, everybody hates the podcast.
It is kind of my fault that time. I served chicken wings. They were pretty cold.
Yeah.
A little undercooked. What can I say? Reach out to us at Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram.
Yep.
All our social media. Just reach out, talk to us, share us, give us likes because we need them. Ooh.
I need validation.
I need validation like the Combine needs salt water.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to support us financially, we do have patreon.com/theloreboys.
Yep.
Or, of course, we have Lore Boys Prime for anyone who doesn't trust the conspirators at Patreon, the spineless cowards who would support the Combine in a heartbeat if they showed up at Patreon.
Patreon would have like tons of Metro Cops, guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, Combine, we know you guys are taking over the world, but like, do you guys need funding? Because like, we could probably help you out with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Combine Overlords, do you want $3 a month?
Yeah, exactly.
I actually know about a conspiracy, guys. It's, you know how they keep taking out our appendixes?
Uh-huh.
They're making propellers out of them.
Yeah, they're giving them to Jeff Bezos, and he's making drones to deliver packages.
That's where they get all the money for propellers.
Yes, exactly.
Appendixes.
Appendices?
Appendi.
Huh.
I don't think so, but
yeah.
anybody who doesn't trust Patreon and wants to support us financially, we do have Lore Boys Prime, and we do need your money this week because we are putting fake titties on everything.
Oh, yeah. starting with Jamie.
Starting with Jamie.
The fourth Lore course, Boy.
Yeah. Lore Boy 4. He's going to be Lore Boy 4, 5, and 6, if you know what I mean. Because we're going to buy mics for his titties.
for the twins.
And I guess that would constitute
a Lore Boys, Boys
out.
Out.
Lore Boys titties.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.